This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, you know, what is going on with the leadership of our country? Michael Dougherty is going to be here in just a moment. We're going to be talking with Michael, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He's a board member at Snoopwall, the powerhouse cybersecurity firm. And he's going to be commenting on the pen and the phone that's not going to protect us. You know, the president would lead us to believe that these background checks are going to make a big difference. But for all that we went through, you know, even the experts on the Beltway, who normally don't say anything, saying, well, that's a whole lot to do about nothing. And then you got Hillary looking out the window and kind of throwing science out as she's looking out the window in Vegas and says, look at the snow. You see, that's global warming, climate change, you know, it's global warming. It's all this going on, you know, because the snow is proof to that fact. Well, you know, is it any wonder with what's going on? You look out what's happening around the world today in the Middle East with Russia and China. And then you have Marco Rubio saying, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know if our leadership has ever been so disconnected from reality. Listen to what he had to say.
Third, you have a president that looks with great suspicion at Americans with traditional values. I'm not making that up. He has said it. Americans with traditional values are bitter people that cling to their guns and to their religion.
Somebody said amen.
But not because you're bitter, but because it's our right. And then you have a president that views America as an arrogant global power. Not a great nation, but a nation that needs to be humble. Cut down the size. And that's why you get what we have now. We have a foreign policy that we cut deals with our enemies, but we betray our allies. And we're destroying our military. We are eviscerating our military with these defense cuts. And you have a president that goes around the world apologizing for America on 10 separate occasions. Apologizing for America. And the result is what you see now in America. This deep frustration, this anger. And the anger isn't just at the Democrats. The anger isn't just at Barack Obama. It would be foolish to believe that. They're angry at Republicans. They're angry at Washington. They're angry at everybody.
Well, you know, and you can't blame America for being angry. I mean, you know, you turn the keys over and, you know, and you believe the Republicans. They say, hey, look at, you know, if you give us control of the House and Senate, well, we're going to take care of Obamacare. We're going to rein in this president's executive orders and, you know, give the country back to the people. Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we just don't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, it's kind of like what Phyllis Schlafly has been saying, you know, for a number of years since 1964, is the Republican Party has become more of an echo than that clear differential. You know, Santorum had said, look, we've got to stand out. There has to be that contrast in colors. And, you know, but there's just a warm haze between the two parties. It's no wonder that people are confused. And look at the results here, Shane, you know. And Scott, what do you say?
I think it's because compromise has become the way of doing things. You should never have to compromise on the things that you hold dear and your beliefs and things like that. You shouldn't have to compromise on those.
We definitely, and you're right, I agree with you, is that we've confused what compromise means in the name of bipartisanship. But when you let go of your values and you lose, you know, that core drive and belief system, I mean, to the point that, you know, it's kind of like the argument that I have with Hispanics. People go, Bill, why are you so conservative? And I say, look at the Democratic platform and tell me you're a Democrat. I mean, this is so against the way you've been raised. I just cannot believe this. And when they look at it, they go, you know, you're right. It's kind of like a Susana Martinez moment. You know, I am a Republican. You know, go figure. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right after this.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty is joining us now, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoop, all the power cyber security firm. Michael, happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Good to be back. Take one for everyone to get their Obama Act back together. The machine has continued to roll.
Well, yeah, when it keeps hitting you in the forehead, you go, hey, what's going on? You know, you keep thinking you're going to wake up from this nightmare, but it continues. And, you know, we've got another 12 months to look forward to this. And his pen and his phone just aren't doing us any favors, is it?
No, he came back from Hawaii ready and raring to go. And, you know, we always have to keep our frame of reference in mind when dealing with this president of the United States.
Well, here it is. I mean, come on, Michael. I mean, even the Beltway experts are kind of going, you know, background checks, really? I mean, that's your answer?
Well, it is. Stand back and look at the pattern. It's like everyone has to get the pattern so they don't get duped by another politician named Hillary, because these guys are sharks, and they're both some of the best sharks around. And the playbook is really simple once you get it. So we'll take some emotional issue to exploit, and we'll back anyone that's opposed to it in a corner as if they don't care about the lives of children, or they're racist, or they don't care about immigrants, or they don't care about the poor. And so we'll try to silence them that way, and then we'll be willing to stay and do anything. But when you put that in context, here he does background checks on guns. And ironically, does he do background checks for people that want to vote? Does he do background checks on terrorists, potential terrorists who want to come in, for publicly available information like Facebook and Twitter? Does he ask penetrating questions for immigrants? Like, I don't consider have you been involved in a terrorist organization as something that you could get from one of the best background people, which is LL Airlines in Israel. You
know, right, exactly.
What terrorist is going to say, no, I'm not part of that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't lie.
Right,
so,
right.
What we have here is just a dangerous a politician that is just more than to put appearances in front of national security.
Right. Well, that question. Well, I think the dog agrees. You know, what can I tell you? Hey, but you know, that question is usually preceded with the preamble of, you know, with your fingers not crossed, tell me that you're not a terrorist, right?
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's scary stuff, and it's so numbing. It's so mind numbing. I get really worried about people that supported him that will vote again, and their denial about what's gone down, because we can't afford any more of this. Mm. And I don't know how many frying pans over the head those people need. I mean, the people that that wouldn't vote for him need to show up this time at the polls if they didn't during the Romney campaign. Mm. But the people that did vote for him, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are kind of numb. or in denial or very defensive. And they start with that, I know you are, but what am I saying?
Right.
You know, it's like they immediately try to change the subject with, well, all politicians lie, as if that's okay.
Right.
And, you know, yet, you know, the same people that would have been outraged at Nixon, I mean, that's just junior varsity compared to what's going on now.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Michael, we've abandoned and left to the curb our civil responsibility. And when you do that, the elites are happy to take over, and they're happy to take away our liberties. Now, how does that feel for you now, ladies and gentlemen, after 7 years of this progressive president and his ideals? I mean, I'll tell you, this is on full parade, and if you cannot see it for what it is, and I understand, you know, dangerously, almost half the country is lockstep with this. They think that this is terrific. This is really scary stuff because, you know, I'm from the old school, you know, Michael. I was raised with the Constitution. You know, I was raised by nuns, and they actually believed in the government, and they taught us the Constitution. And I thought, wow, this is the greatest thing that you could ever have. And you look at the empirical evidence, and you just say, wow, what a blessing that I was born in this country. And
well,
here we are watching it being dismantled. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it is the fundamental understanding about the limitations of government, the separation of powers, and it's a foundation you build upon and you understand. It's not just a government condition, it's a human dynamic condition. Mm-hmm. And it's ironic these people that are so afraid against power are okay with the government having huge powers because they're not taught anymore. And so they have to learn the hard way, and we're not passing the knowledge generation to generation. That's a whole other segment about the education system in the country, how they've hijacked American history and don't teach the fundamentals of who we are to be. So everyone has to learn it the hard way. And, you know, that is terrifying stuff. And
right.
So here we have people then that are believing the rhetoric like it's the shiny object. And while they're looking at the shiny object, and, oh, looky, looky, isn't that wonderful? Aren't I great to care about other people? In the meantime, what's really going on is confusing to them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense when the jets go into the skyscrapers or the heads come lopped off of Christians. It doesn't make sense, so there must be something that doesn't compute. But, you know, they don't come to the, oh, I must be wrong, I should adjust thing.
Yes.
And we have to really get enough people to do that.
Exactly.
To stop this crazy.
You know what it reminds me of, Michael? There's and this has kind of been a consistent theme in the Star Wars movie. There's always that scene when they go into the bar and then all hell breaks loose for a moment and you got arms being cut off and all that, right? And no sooner does that happen, within seconds, it's, you know, turn the music back up, everything's back to normal, like as if that didn't happen, and somebody's going to come and clean that up, and, you know, okay, there's nothing here. You know, we get this Jedi effect here, and this is what's happening to our country. It's like, oh, well, those are the Assyrian Christians. It's happening out there. Yeah, I'm a Christian, so I feel a little bit bad about this, but, you know, it's not here in the homeland yet. And then you have San Bernardino, California, and you start going, whoa, what's happening here? And, tell me anything. Tell me anything but that it's a terrorist attack. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got to deal with the reality that, yes, this is homegrown terrorism. We have let the enemy in, the very thing that we've been warned about, and those crazy people that we thought had tinfoil on their head, they're all a bunch of conspirators. They're starting to be, you know, they're starting to have some validity here.
Well, because the silence becomes the verb. Because when you're caught red-handed, the only choice you have is to take the action of silence. And the media then takes the action of silence. And then those of us that aren't silent kind of tend to scream because really, the sun's hot, it's getting hotter, and we want to wake up people's attention when you see things like, oh, no, we don't look at Facebook or Twitter because we don't want to be offensive to those people. I'm
right.
Like, really? I have to march through the TSA to get in a plane. I have to stand in line every time I want to fly for 15 minutes. I'm sorry. Are we inconveniencing them because they want the privilege of coming over here? It is terrifying that a leader thinks like that. And that's why when he cries about restricting guns, you know, it sounds all great, but the guy flips into the back memo, the back fine print, that now psychologists are going to be able to report your medical record if you've got some sort of authority response diagnosis. It's just slippery slope when you've got someone you can't trust.
Well, when we come back, Michael, we want to talk a little bit more about that and the freedoms that went out the door with that pen and the phone. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Okay. saying, that's all you can hope for sometimes. And sometimes you just got to just dance, you know, dance to be happy, Michael. I'm telling you. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Michael Dougherty continues. Michael, the thing that's on display here with progressives and socialists, even though Hillary Clinton still wants to refuse to declare what the difference is between a socialist and a Democrat, which I find most astounding. I mean, it's not like this question hasn't been bannered about. I mean, Chris Matthews asked Debbie Wasserman Schultz the difference. She couldn't come up with a plausible answer. And Hillary, you know, months later still can't. And he's trying to softball this whole deal and even apologize for the question. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that they create this chaos. And, you know, then the people get frustrated and they say, well, you know, fix it. You know, the very people that created the chaos, we're looking to them to fix it, and we're willing to give up our freedoms along the way. And case in point is what the president handed to us, you know, with tears rolling down his face, and all that's fine and well, and I appreciate that. But, you know, if anybody should be crying, it should be us, because our liberties are going out the door.
Well, this is, once again, breed them with a bag over their head. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they're really docile and easy to manage, and then they'll drink the Kool-Aid and take the bait. I mean, this type of culture isn't built up in a week. And we've got, if you don't know who you are, someone's going to tell you who you are. Mm-hmm. And if you don't tighten up, you know, watch your freedoms or watch your wallet, someone's going to steal it. And this is the issue. I mean, and they're insidious about it. They're not obvious. Again, I go back to this, you know, mental disorder diagnosis about oppositional defiant disorder. Okay, doesn't that sound wonderful that we're going to go after mental health of people that could potentially, use a gun? There's no connection between that. That is just what they're doing again, seducing you, relaxing your defenses, so now they can get into your medical history. Because what the Obama administration really does is take all that data mining and decide how it advances its own agenda by learning as much about you as they can and to control you. And if you push back, to be able to arrest you or take away your defenses. And this is, and they do it by manipulating this type of and exploiting this type of true tragedy, right?
Exactly.
And that's the whole gullibility. And if you don't understand this very sophisticated seduction, then you get what we have, which is half the people still not getting it.
Right, exactly. Well, you mentioned Facebook. You know, John Whitehead, who's been on with us quite regularly with the Rutherford Institute, has clear documentation. I mean, in the case, there was a, I think it was an Army sergeant, and they looked at his Facebook, and he made some comments, you know, just political comments. I mean, everything was brought into question, you know, including his future, you know, his retirement. I mean, everything. And, you know, this was a huge surprise. I mean, what happened to the First Amendment?
Well, and what's happened with the Chicago-style politics of the Obama administration, which other people learn and then emulate, is, okay, your rights are not your rights now. Your rights are your rights if you can afford a big-time lawyer to defend them. If you can't afford that, kiss them goodbye. Because
right.
What they'll do is jerk you around to make you succumb before you get to a level playing field, which is a court of law. And and then notice, then that also has a side effect, because everyone else is observing that. Look at what they did to James Rosen and going after his parents and scaring the media people. What happens if you take us on? This is what happens. And that is exactly how your rights are taken, because it's controlled by fear and intimidation. Mainly, they use that guy as the victim, and all of us are the observers they want us to take note on. That's what you better learn to observe so you don't vote for it again.
Exactly. And, Michael, look what happened with the IRS. I mean, all that's kind of been brushed aside. I mean, Lois Lerner, you know, goes out with her retirement off to Happy Valley, and, you know, and everybody's like going, wait, not, I shouldn't say everybody, but some of us are saying, what just happened here?
Well, and that is the choice we ultimately have, is we can go numb and dumb, or we can observe this and get to the polls and vote for change. Because the big picture on Benghazi, the IRS, you know, the EPA polluting the river in Colorado, I mean, voter fraud, you know, bullying selectively. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Creating, trying to light the fire and create race wars when we still haven't had anything like Detroit. I mean, they have no shame. And the question is, how long are we going to understand, before we understand that these people are trying to spark this to divide so they can conquer and keep the power? And we will give everything up. We can't continue to enable that. And observe how nothing happens to those people. We can change that, but it won't take overnight.
Exactly. Well, it took us a long time to get here, Michael. That's the, like anything, it is a process. It took them a long time to get to this point. And don't think for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, this has only been happening for the last couple of decades. This has been going on for over 100 years. It is the Progressive Party. They keep progressing, you know, and it started. You could probably.
With Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson and an FDR built the agencies and regulations fine, except you have to have the principle of the separation of powers. And what those presidents did was give those people the power to be judge, jury, and prosecutor. And that's called dictatorship and tyranny. And, you know, they just beat up corporations. We haven't connected the dots. But now they're going into technology and medicine, and we're seeing screwed up medicine and no cyber defense. And that's because the people that we have in power are now just a bunch of lawyers and not experts. But they've got the power, so they do not get held accountable. You have to change it.
Michael, why isn't AARP yelling and screaming on this deal, this background check, and the pressure it's going to put on some Social Security beneficiaries? I mean, we're talking, you know, our 60-year-old plus generations that are now, these freedoms are being attacked, and it's all with a whimper here.
Well, I mean, all these big organizations are headed by people that just want to keep their jobs and go along to get along. And we've allowed this machine to get so big, they're afraid of repercussions. It becomes very political. Like, do you want to take this battle on? I mean, they're not going to do anything proactively for their constituents. Most of these lobbyist groups do not. They don't go out defending you proactively. You at the grassroots have to scream loud before they'll move. Because, you know, these people move around D.C. They might work at AARP next year and someplace else or someplace else. And that little club wants to get along with each other.
Well,
so,
of course,
and then you know who the hellraisers are, and we don't like that. So that's the problem. And you have to, I noticed this from being in D.C. the last 4 or 5 years. No wonder we have Obamacare. All the doctors would think that these lobbying firms and these associations for hospitals and physicians are actually doing their job. No, they're not.
Yeah.
So that's why we have this stuff. All those deal makers are doing backroom deals so they all, you know, can dance around their organizations and keep their careers for the next few decades.
And the thing is amazing about this is the way they've designed the whole program, the fix is in. I mean, we the people get to pay for all this incompetence, Michael.
It is, and that's where the tipping point has to become obvious. What they've gotten is so arrogant. They believe their own stuff. And so we've got what was new is the tipping point, is the IRS, is the Benghazi, is the cyber defenses are so low. We are so vulnerable. I mean, that hits home. The medical establishment is getting so screwed up. You will learn that in your later years when you cannot get the care you want. It's unfortunate, but it's at a big tipping point, and it will. You know, we can tear it back pretty quickly, but we need a dynamo like a Reagan to do it.
Well, Michael, maybe it's only fitting. You know, today in America, it's I'm not going to take it anymore day. Maybe we need to really raise that banner and get behind that and make that happen. Today is I'm not going to take it anymore day. Michael Dougherty, I'm Bill Martinez. Michael, thank you so much for your insight. Always good to have you with us. It is just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
The first of several former Obama administration officials to appear before the House Select Committee on Benghazi this month testified behind closed doors today. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge with more on the appearance of former CIA Chief David Petraeus.
While Hillary Clinton testified publicly before the Benghazi committee back in October, the former CIA director today used a restricted access passageway to avoid reporters and gave classified testimony behind closed doors. Committee leadership disagreed on the progress.
We have learned new information in every facet, the before, the during, and the after.
This is being dragged out to get as close to the election process as possible.
There are now dates on the calendar to interview then UN Ambassador Susan Rice, who appeared on 5 Sunday talk shows and blamed a demonstration gone awry for the 2012 terrorist attack that killed 4 Americans, as well as presidential aide Ben Rhodes, who crafted the memo instructing Rice and others to blame the violence and regional unrest on an obscure internet video and not a broader policy failure.
I haven't seen that announcement from Mr. Gowdy's committee, but we'll take a look at it and get back to you.
Sources told Fox News committee members plan to question Petraeus about blocked rescue efforts, why CIA security contractors were told to wait and not immediately aid Ambassador Stevens, and what he knew about the covert shipment of weapons from Arab nations to arm the Libyan opposition. Fox News has learned the CIA has withheld from the committee real-time message traffic from the night of the attack.
This record would be much more direct and pertinent to laying out the factual events of that night than any other written record that has been seen so far.
Also today, newly released emails show a senior Clinton aide was busy with personal matters on September 13th, not even 2 days after the attack.
The emails are obscene. You have Cheryl Mills, Mrs. Clinton's top deputy in the State Department, picking out a logo for her new company.
Within the next week, the former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and his former Chief of Staff Jeremy Bash are scheduled to testify. An email from Bash on the night of the attack shows military assets were mobilized, waiting for State Department approval. Brett?
Well, the emails just keep on coming here. And speaking of emails, we got Sarah Westwood, watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, and she's been all over these emails that the State Department continues to kind of slow drip release here. And they're not quite hitting the numbers yet, Sarah, that they have been told and mandated by the court to release, have they?
No, they're not. They were supposed to release more than 8,000 pages of emails on New Year's Eve, but they blamed the holiday schedule and just the sheer volume of documents, and they said they couldn't actually hit that target, and they only released 5,500 pages last week. So they're sort of playing catch-up this afternoon, and they're going to release about 3,000 additional pages of Clinton's emails.
You know, you think about the resources and the money that this is costing, you know, for the sake of truth, and this is dragging on. Again, this just exposes the incompetence of this bureaucracy, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, they've had to hire officials, extra officials, not just from the State Department, but from the intelligence community to come in and determine what is and isn't classified. They have to have additional FOIA officers to make sure that these redactions are made consistent with the Freedom of Information Act. So it's placed a lot of burden on the federal government, and it is costing a lot of money to look through these emails. Luckily for them, the process is just about over. The last email released Clinton records will come on January 29th, and then, you know, all 55,000 pages will be available to read online.
Yeah, hopefully it's over by the 29th at that point. But, you know, Sarah, you know, we're having this conversation with Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado earlier. You know, like Benghazi, like some of these things, you know, it's easy to get caught and distracted by all this plethora of information. I mean, the amount. I mean, I can imagine whoever is going through all these emails, and you've gone through a ton of them already, that your eyes get crossed, and, you know, you probably need to step away every once in a while to give yourself a break so you can get out of the fog of the matter. But, you know, what is it that we already know? I mean, it's easy to kind of be chasing this email and, you know, all the redaction that goes on, but the emails are telling us something right now, aren't they?
Well, it's really difficult to say because as many pages have released, you know, a lot of them are pretty mundane, and it just shows how heavily they were edited before they were ever turned over to the State Department. I mean, keep in mind that Hillary Clinton's legal team deleted one email for every email they turned over. They erased about 30,000 records. So the ones that we have aren't likely to contain anything that could reflect poorly on her campaign. It's actually the opposite. You know, these were screened expressly for the purpose of reflecting well on her campaign. And that really goes to the heart of why this was a problem in the first place and why people were mad originally. It was because it allowed Hillary Clinton to decide what got made public at the end of the day.
Well, and this is part of the problem, you know, and you run into that old axiom: in the absence of truth and fact, opinions rule. And, you know, you run that risk. And the Clintons, you know, they travel in that, you know, during that latitude, in that latitude of mindset very effectively. They're black belts in that. And so as long as they can work in the era, in the arena of confusion, hey, it works for them.
Exactly. I mean, this was sort of almost a calculated move. What would look worse? The release of the emails from a point of, you know, them having been heavily edited and having not been properly handled initially, or releasing, running the risk of having all those emails be read and routing them through the correct channels. And then Hillary Clinton chose the first option. And, you know, clearly there was some controversy at the beginning, but it started to dissipate. People don't really care about it as much, and that's exactly what Hillary Clinton was counting on.
Exactly. Well, you reported in the end of the year on the, you know, the big headline that you wrote was, you know, the 15 biggest scandals of 2015. Of course, Hillary's email gate was just one of the 15.
Right. There were a lot of controversies that went on last year. The emails, though, were probably the biggest ones, just because, you know, not only because they had the most intense scrutiny of any other political controversy, but because it lasted so long. You know, we found out about this the 1st of March last year, and at the end of every month since, continuing into next month, it's still been front page news when these emails come out, and it keeps the Clinton campaign from being able to move on past the specter of her email scandal.
Well, probably compared to another scandal that you addressed regarding the Clintons, it seems like we're picking on Hillary here, but it's only because it's the headline right now, is the Clinton Foundation's foreign funds. She's probably happy to deal with the emails as opposed to dealing with what the Clinton Foundation represents.
Exactly. And, you know, just when we were starting to learn more about that issue is when this email controversy really picked up a lot of steam. But we were starting to learn that there was a sort of a aura of impropriety that surrounded the foundation and some of the donations they were taking in. And we were seeing that the Clintons were not disclosing everything that they were supposed to disclose, especially when it came to foreign donations. But because the memorandum of understanding they had signed wasn't legally binding, there weren't really repercussions for that.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you've done a great job, Sarah, in staying top in, of these issues and watchdogging these issues that are important to us, and particularly the Department of Veteran Affairs. They seem to have gotten off, you know, they were exposed there for a while, but there's just so much to deal with on the Beltway that, you know, the VA has kind of gone by the wayside, and some of the veterans who are still, you know, subject and dealing with the morass of the VA are saying, hey, we need to keep this in the headlines.
Exactly. I mean, it's important not to let it fade from view and to keep the pressure on the VA to reform itself.
Well, they, you know, as I mentioned and alluded to, they weathered a number of controversies, according to your article, refusing to fire a pair of officials who had stolen $400,000, you know, from the agency to blocking thousands of combat veterans from receiving their promised benefits. But, hey, this is our government at work on behalf of we the people. But if we the people do not want to stand up on top of the roofs and say, you know, like today, you know, I'm not going to take it anymore because that's what this day is, then we'll continue to see more of the same. Sarah Westwood on Bill Martinez Live. Sarah, thank you so much. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website,
danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you. You get to chime in. Your opinion really does count here. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, our next guest is a dear friend. And I tell you, this is one of the highlights of my day, I got to tell you, because I've been looking forward to having her on the show. I've been, you know, chasing her down endlessly and selflessly to get her on the show. And I'm talking about Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Now, Lauren is a national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. She says she's a hometown girl. She holds two undergraduate degrees in music and communications from Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, where she was a homecoming queen. I'll never let you live down, you know. Homecoming queen. She, of course, made the dean's list legitimately, the right way. And
as a fifth-year senior. You got to get that in there. A fifth-year senior, I finally made the dean's list.
Well, see, your mom and dad knew you could. You're just like that little, you know, the little train that could. You could do it, right?
That's exactly right. But we got to be honest here.
Yes.
There's hope for everyone. Don't give up. You can still make the dean's list.
Yeah, really. And you can also don't give up on your New Year's resolutions, which we want to talk about. But this is a feature. It's a weekly feature, and I've talked Lauren into this. Her and her husband have been so kind in putting up with me and my relentless attack to get her on the show here. But we want to do a weekly feature where, on your life, and it's Living Life with Lauren. I mean, it's just what you experience and what you run into and, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, people love that about you, Lauren.
Well, this is the thing about my personality. From the minute I was born, I kind of was a wide open gate. And whatever you want to know, I'll tell you. And my mother used to go, I just cringe because I never know what you're going to tell the world. I'm like, but we're all going through the same things. And so
exactly.
When we'll talk about it, we'll go, oh, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that has a crazy life. We all do.
Yes, exactly. And that's what makes it so much fun. I mean, I often think that, you know, that's what God does. He looks down every once in a while, and we're like the Lucy and Ricky show, you know, another episode. We just keep on happening, you know, and right now today, I want to particularly talk about New Year's resolutions. You know, people are still talking about them. I mean, you know, we go into the year and we say, okay, it's time to turn over a new leaf, and hopefully it's not the same one, you know, that's underneath it.
Right.
That actually, we're going to do something different, but it's not only the resolution, but how do we keep them?
Well, this is the thing. This is my mantra. You know how you hear that a leopard can't change his spots? A leopard can change their spots. And for me, the New Year's is a time to tweak my character. It's a time to reset. And I think it's important for all of us to go, you know, this is new beginnings. We need hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's important that we have hope every day. And if the new year, we can go, these are things I want to change in my life. These are things that I need to work on. You know what? That's okay for us to realize who we are and who we aren't. And what we need to do to get there. So if anybody ever tries to say to you, oh, people never change, yes, they can. And as a side note, one of our favorite movies is the story of Scrooge, the Christmas Carol.
Right.
Well,
right.
We love that so much, I think, in one way. Not only is it redemptive, but the dude is like, what, 90-something years old, and he finally gets it. He finally gets it, and he lives the rest of his life victoriously. And Charles Dickens knew what he was doing when he wrote that. And so I think about that often, that, you know, it's never too late to change and become who we're called to be. And I want to encourage everyone in that today, because if you're a place of going, is this thing still hanging on and I'm 50? It's not too late. You know, you can still become who you want to become. And to me, that's what the New Year's is all about. Now, you're talking to someone that still has their Christmas decorations up. So anyway.
You missed yesterday. Yesterday was official Take Your Christmas Tree Down Day. Did you know that?
No. Well, is it because that was the end of the Epiphany?
Yes, exactly.
The 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to bask a little bit longer. And so I thought, I'm going to do it. If the neighbors want to talk about me, go ahead. I worked hard to get these up. I'm going to leave them up just a smidge longer. Not into February, but maybe another week.
Well, you know my kids, Lauren, and they always make fun of me because when they get in the car, I mean, it'll be April, could be June, and I'm still playing Christmas music. They go, Dad. I go, you know, and then my one son, you know, I'm always, you know, Mele Kalikimaka, you know, that's one of his favorite songs. And he goes, Dad, it's July. You know, call me back in December. And it's go, hey, you know, any day's good for Mele Kalikimaka. You know, it's just
well, little, it makes you feel good.
Exactly.
It's warming. And I do that same thing. If I'm going through a lot, I always have one Christmas CD in my chain of CDs in my car. And if I'm stressed, I'll pop a Christmas CD in and I immediately feel better. And I mean, I do know people that have like a Christmas room in their house and they keep it decorated nice. Throughout the year, they just shut the door. And then when they need a little cheer, they open that door, go sit in there and kind of regroup. And that's okay.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, okay, good. Now I feel better about myself. Yeah, exactly. Well, good.
I love it.
Well, you know, and speaking of, you know, resolutions and, you know, and as you mentioned earlier, again, I want to encourage everybody. I know you feel the same way. Is it is a process. And that's been my mantra, that life is a process. And, you know, you got to just, you hang in there. I mean, and there's a reason that God's waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, look, we got to attack this particular issue. You know, you remember Ben Franklin used to do is he would take a virtue and work on it every week. He'd say, okay, I'm going to be honest this week at every cost. And then he would measure himself, you know, daily. And okay, was I honest here? Could I have been more honest and really deal with that virtue? And then the next week he'd work on another one. And, you know, he kept, you know, cycling through life, dealing with these different virtues, which, you know, of course, we know him today. He was probably one of the early time managers, and realizing that, you know, if you want to manage time, you got to be virtuous. If you're messed up, you know, and you're not very virtuous, you're not going to be a very good time manager.
Well, and it's going to take time. And whenever I start working on a character flaw that I have, it seems like I get worse in that area for a while, and then I really want to beat myself up even more.
Right.
It's almost like when you're focused on fixing something, it might get a little bit worse, but that's okay because you see it, and half the battle is knowing you have that issue and going, this is something that's really not benefiting me or anyone else. Like, I was born with two legs coming right out of my mouth, and so was my dad. And my mom used to go, honey, you just came by it naturally. And so that's something I've always had to work on is, okay, does this need to come out of my mouth? And that's something I've been working on for half a century. And I still keep working on it, but I think that's a great thing to say, hey, every month or every week, let's really work on this one thing and be mindful of it until I've conquered that area. And, you know, it still might flip back up years down the road, but then you get back on that horse and you try again.
Exactly.
And we're all on that path together. All of
right. And you're so blessed because you got a husband that helps you get the shoe out of your mouth every once in a while, too, huh?
I think he's about given up. But bless his sweet heart. And he's the opposite. My husband is the type that he's really careful about what he says. Where I'm like, Robin, just say it. Just say what you need to say.
Right.
So between the two of us, hopefully there's a balance somewhere. And I'm kind of empowering him to say more, to speak up, you know, to be more confrontative. And he's teaching me, honey, you probably don't need to say everything you think and everything that wants to come out of your mouth. I'm like, that's true. So we're meeting in the middle, iron sharpening iron.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I'm here in California. My mother, as I mentioned, had a fall, broke her hip, had a partial hip replacement. 91 years old. She's feeling better now because she's a quarter past cranky again. So we're liking this. And she was the same way. My dad, my mother and father, I mean, and I hear them because, you know, my dad coached our Little League games and American Legion and that sort of thing. And, you know, we were a big family, 10 kids. And you can hear my mother from the stands. My dad, I think only one time in all the years as a coach did he ever get in an argument with an umpire. And I think it only lasted a couple of sentences. It was very brief. My mother, however, was a running dialogue from the stands. And you could hear my father from a distance. You know, he would say, honey, honey, you know, which was the code for let's put a filter on it, you know.
Zip it. Zip it
exactly.
Up quick.
Yeah, but you know, this is the fun part of relationships, and is that we are a balance, and if we're allowed to, you know, be that balance, weaknesses and strengths, you know, Lauren, you've known me for a long time, and I've always talked about strengths and weaknesses, and I think that's the opportunity that we have in relationships, and, you know, why God in his ultimate wisdom brings people who can, you know, show us the weaknesses that we have. And, you know, I used to tell people, you know, the opportunity that we have is that if we can be vulnerable enough with one another, then your strength against my weakness makes me a better person and conversely. But it's, you know, having those kind of relationships that you can value and be that vulnerable with.
Well, and I appreciate it when people care about me enough to talk to me about something that's not okay in who I am, or if I've hurt them, or if I've embarrassed them, you know, because we're all so different. Like, you're one of 10. I'm an only child. So we're going to have, you know, different life experiences so we can help each other grow. And I want to encourage all of you that if someone does come to you in love and say, hey, can I talk to you about this, to be thankful. Because I think our first reaction is to be defensive because it hurts when people bring up things we need to work on. But to be thankful. And if someone has hurt you or someone's bothered you or something's going on in the relationship, don't pull back from them. I mean, if you want to think about things for a little bit, that's fine. Don't pull back from them. Talk to them about it. Because a lot of times a five-minute conversation can save a relationship. And in my life, probably three or four times, somebody will tell me something over a six-month period, and I'll go, okay, this is an issue. These are all people who do not know each other. I need to listen to that. Well, if any of them would have said, I'm just going to leave her alone. She is who she is. I wouldn't have gotten that. So you could be the third or fourth person down the line that has said something to someone they need to hear, and that could be what changes them.
Well, Lauren, we're out of time. Living Life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchens Stewart has been with us, hometown girl, radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lauren, thank you. God bless you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.